For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kingle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers. This month's book is the novel The Chapel by Michael Downing, published earlier this year by Counterpoint. The author Michael Downing grew up in the Berkshires, graduated from Harvard, worked as a contributing editor for the Italian art monthly FMR, which probably came in handy for this book, and he's written two books. His essays and reviews appear from the New York Times, Washington Post, and other periodicals. Michael's other novels include the national bestseller Perfect Agreement, named one of the 10 best books of the year by Amazon.com and Newsday. He and his partner have lived together in Cambridge for more than 25 years. The protagonist of the novel The Chapel, Elizabeth, is the kind of person anybody would want to be: intelligent, curious, cynical, observant, playful, sharp-witted but kind, comfortable in her own skin. She's recently widowed and a little bit lost, though. She's taking a trip to Italy that her husband had booked and that her children have pushed her into against her better judgment. It takes a while before you realize that her marriage was not happy, but you don't know why until about a quarter of the way through the book. Everything revolved around her husband in the marriage, just as everything revolves around her husband on this Italian trip that Liz finds herself on. His ideas, his conference, his passions, his acquaintances all turn up and fold themselves into her story. When discarding her husband's unfinished book, his baggage, literally, she gets rid of some of hers, too. She feels more free to explore a new life and love on her terms. To say the book is about grief is to oversimplify. It's about grief, sure, but a particular kind of grief that involves loss of another and also losing of oneself in a marriage, about a life unexamined and almost unlived. Her late husband Mitchell behaved despicably, but to the author's credit, isn't made out to be the sole villain. Elizabeth is held equally responsible for her lack of spine and her comfortable inertia in choosing to stay in a marriage she knew was not meeting either one of their needs. She sees reflections of her life and friends in the frescoes of Giotto in a tiny Italian church. With the help of the eyes of a handsome stranger, she enters her husband's arcane academic world and learns more about it and herself along the way. Although I admired the witty repartee between E and T, the handsome stranger, it very often seemed as if they were trading snappy film dialogue rather than having a real conversation. It was fun, but didn't ring true, not to me. Here are two people who share tragedies in their past that neither wants to talk about. They tiptoe around each other's pain as if it were a dangerous precipice they might fall into and never climb out of. It's a fertile ground that could have been dug into a little deeper and enriched. It might have helped make the characters a little stronger. The author very often hits the bullseye with dialogue, but for me, too much of it too often veered into glibly unreal territory. But that might be just me, though. It's my Achilles heel as a reader. I can suspend a lot of disbelief, but not when it comes to speech. Other readers may find it perfectly acceptable, though. The author did keep me guessing throughout the book. I kept reading to find out why all these people from her husband's past were popping up and meeting her in Italy. But even though it wasn't what I was expecting, the ending was pretty satisfying, if low-key. Downing has a knack for including the kind of everyday light comedy that serves the story well and makes the characters more sympathetic, more real. Not going for big yucks, just chuckles and nods as people recognize the familiar nonsense and absurdities of life. He made me feel as if I was there and that I really knew the people. He made me want to check out the art of Giotto and Dante and explore more of their lives and work. All in all, I liked this book very much. It entertained me. It took me to places I'll probably never see in person, taught me about and inspired me to learn more about a couple of iconic Renaissance masters. And it does it in a book that kept me interested throughout and made me want to know what happened to the characters after the book's final page. Can you say sequel, anyone? To find out more about the book and order it at a Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.